What's changed?
Well, what we have done is we have banned the Tehrik-i Taliban, so we have taken action. But it is, as my right honourable friend, the Lord Chancellor, will hastily testify, it is endlessly frustrating that we are subject to so many legal requirements. But I'm afraid we have to be a government under the law.
But help on.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Give it. The House, order! The House will want to hear Mr. Robert Halfon.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Given the Olympics and the Diamond Jubilee next year, is the Prime Minister aware that immigration and special branch officers at Stansted Airport are concerned that the Common Area Travel Channel, in its current form, allows illegal migrants, Islamists and terrorists into the country without their passports being checked? Will he take urgent steps to close this loophole immediately?
Well, my honourable friend makes an important point, but what I would say is that, I mean, passport-free travel between the UK, the Crown Dependencies and the Republic of Ireland, that's been in place for many years and it does offer some real economic and social benefits. I do accept these routes can be open to abuse and we're determined to resolve this. The UK Border Agency is working very closely with Ireland and others to make sure this happens, but we want to try to do that without disadvantaging people who've been able to take advantage of this common travel area up to now.
This is Mary Glyndon.
The Community Secretary and the DWP Secretary have both said that British employers should employ British workers. So, will the Prime Minister stop the DWP offshoring existing jobs in North Tyneside to Bangalore?
Well, I will. Of course, I will look. I will look closely at the case that she makes. But every government.
Or I want to hear the Prime Minister's answer. The same as the House. The Prime Minister.
What we need to do is make sure that our welfare reforms are encouraging those people who sit on welfare, who could work, actually go out to work. What we had under the party opposite, yes, economic growth, but 5 million working-age people living on benefits. That's not good enough, and we're going to change it.
Mr. Andrew Bingham.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would the Prime Minister agree with me that birth incentives in rural areas provide a valuable and irreplaceable service to their local communities and every effort should be made to retain them? A message that I and hundreds of my constituents are sending to Derbyshire County NHS as they consider the future of the Corber Birthing Centre in my constituency of the High Peak.
I absolutely agree with my honourable friend. What we want to see is maternity...